Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E-J, Swigert, S-W-I-G-A-R-T. Address is 905 Cortina Drive, Orland, California, 95963. Phone 530-865-5238. ID is triple access, double access, 8198. Date of birth is 9/11/1955. 69-year-old, widowed. Mother. Insurance is Medicare / Blue Shield. Pharmacy is CVS. It is addressed to Dr. Kevin Sorensen, Sorensendo, Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, yes, 3509, 530-345-0064, 530-345-0680. The clinical indication, symptoms of cognitive decline, comorbid medical problems, mixed dyslipidemia, essential hypertension. List these vertically, please. History of occult blood in the feces, poor oral hygiene, family history pause for Alzheimer's disease, new paragraph, recent request for cognitive evaluation, reduced recent memory, current medications, list these vertically. VILAZODINE, 40 milligrams, parenthesis, antidepressant, end parenthesis, Losartan, potassium, 25 milligrams, ROSUVASTIN, calcium, 10 milligrams, bupropion, Wellbutrin, 100 milligrams, twice a day, Kenalog injections for psoriasis, triamcinolone, 0.1% cream, topical clobestazole, C-L-O-B-E-S-T-A-S-O-L, propionate, 0.05%, topical solution, new paragraph, supplements and medicinals, Alive, women's 50-plus complete multiple vitamin. Past medical history, arthritis, congenital abnormalities, hypercholesterolemia, medical adverse reactions and allergies unreported. Systematic review of systems in general, dysomnia with loss of sleep, generalized nervousness, ENT, she wears eyeglasses, cardiovascular, hypertension, endocrine, change in hair growth, gastrointestinal, poor appetite, heartburn, genitourinary, no symptoms reported, hematological, no symptoms reported, locomotor musculoskeletal, varicose veins, mental health, she cries frequently, she feels depressed, she has problems with appetite and eating, she has trouble sleeping, she panics when stressed. Stress is a major problem for her. Neck, no symptoms reported, neuropsychiatric. She has been referred for psychiatric evaluation. She denies the history of psychiatric care. She has no history of convulsions. Feigning spells of paralysis, personal safety. She lives alone. She reports does not report frequent falls. She has completed an advanced directive. There is no history of exposure to verbal threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph, respiratory. No symptoms reported. Sexual function. She reports she's not sexually active, does not have an active sexual life, is not trying for pregnancy. She denied discomfort with intercourse. She has no illness related to human immunodeficiency virus. Skin, she reports she has some skin disease. Women. She had two cesarean sections, 1984-1981. No reported adverse outcomes. No history of prolonged hospitalizations for medical care. She has completed mammography. New paragraph, personal and family health history. Education, she completed high school in 1975. Social history and health habits. She's widowed. She takes alcohol rarely. She does not smoke tobacco or use tobacco products. She does not use recreational substances. She's not living with a significant other. There are no dependents at home. New paragraph. Occupational concerns. She may work part-time. New paragraph, serious illnesses and injuries. She has a history of two cracked ribs in the past. No history of bone fractures, concussions, or loss of consciousness. new paragraph. She was involved in a vehicular accident 2006 with good outcome. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms. General, she reports reduced concentration, loss of appetite, loss of memory. Head, she denies a history of neuralgia. She reports intermittent migraine. No fainting or blackout spells or similar family history. New paragraph, neck. No symptoms reported. Upper back and arms, no symptoms reported. Middle back, no symptoms reported. Low back, no symptoms reported. Shoulders, no symptoms reported. Elbows, no symptoms reported. Wrists, no symptoms reported. New paragraph, under family history, please report the following. She was born in September 11, 1955. She's 69 years old. She lives in Orland, California. New paragraph. Her father is alive. State of health uncertain. Mother is alive, age 98. New paragraph. Husband, no commentary. Children, one son, 40, one daughter, 44, both in good health. New paragraph. Family illnesses. Father has Alzheimer's disease. There's a family history of a brother with deceased with pancreatic cancer. Family history of hypertension. No history of asthma, hay fever, bleeding tendency. Chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, heart disease, stroke. Mental illness, tuberculosis, or other disease. This is addressed to Dr. Kevin Sorensen, D.O., Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926-3509. Phone is 530-345-0064, fax 530-345-0680. Dear Dr. Sorensen, thank you for referring Debbie Swigert for neurological evaluation with a history of possible reduced concentration, long standing, with family history of ADD. New paragraph, there's additional history of insomnia and dyssomnia. New paragraph. Her impaired cognition is reported to be associated with symptoms and signs of reduced awareness. New paragraph. She was seen initially on June 24th, 2025, and returned today with the results of medical laboratory and imaging assessments. New paragraph. Her neurological examination appears to be within normal limits. New paragraph. Initial neuroquantitative MR brain imaging completed on March 24, 2025, only showed evidence of a few nonspecific punctate scattered white matter hyperintensities, more commonly seen in individuals with migraine, traumatic brain injury, or ischemic microvascular disease. There was no evidence for acute ischemia, intracranial hemorrhage, mass effect, encephalomalacia, or malformation. Incidental findings included bilateral hyperostosis frontalis interna. New paragraph. Laboratory testing. Showed a borderline elevation of the hematocrit at 45.2, slight elevation of the ALT at 35, urinalysis with ketones and protein, and many calcium oxalate crystals, parenthesis, risk factor for stones, in parenthesis. The remainder of our general laboratory testing for disorders associated with dementia was unremarkable. Hello.
Hi, I hope you're having a good day.
No, goodbye. Dementia laboratory testing showed a normal neurofilament light chain in the plasma. The Alzheimer's Detect F, all caps, PTAU217, plasma was normal. The Quest Alzheimer's Detect, all caps, APOE isoform in the plasma showed a E3/E4 value. Subparagraph, the E4 value is an elevation risk for Alzheimer's disorder. The Alzheimer's Detect beta amyloid 42/40 ratio in the plasma showed a value of 0.168. Intermediate risk for Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph. Hello.
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 Hey, Bianca here. You doing all right?
What do you want?
I'm calling from U.S. funeral expenses.
Goodbye.
I'm reaching out because many people...
New paragraph.